From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Hurricane Ike made landfall in South Texas early this morning with winds as strong as 110 miles per hour. The storm has knocked out power for millions of people and flooded thousands of homes. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Residents are bracing for hours of hurricane-force winds and rain as Ike moves slowly over Galveston and up through the Houston metropolitan region. 1 million people fled the South Coast area, but authorities say tens of thousands ignored evacuation orders. Fire crews in Galveston rescued hundreds who had changed their mind at the last minute. But authorities in Galveston barred emergency personnel from responding to calls after 9 p.m. last night and have been sheltering in place in a hotel on the island. Massive flooding is feared in Galveston as a storm surge as high as 20 to 25 feet may follow Ike. At least three buildings were left to burn on the island, and a landmark restaurant in downtown Houston erupted in flames, sending three people to the hospital. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Houston.
Laurie Johnson of KUHF Radio is covering the story from the Harris County Emergency Operations Center in Houston.
The wind is blowing strongly and the rain is coming down almost sideways in sheets. But it is not as bad as I think we had anticipated, but certainly severe. There's flooding all over the Houston area. There's wind damage, debris down, and more than 1 million people right now are going without power in the greater Houston area.
Laurie Johnson of KUHF Radio. Emergency crews continue to search for people who may be trapped in the wreckage of a train collision in California's San Fernando Valley. A commuter train and a freight train collided head-on during the afternoon rush hour yesterday. Officials say at least 12 people were killed, more than 100 people were injured. They say they don't know yet why the two trains were on the same track at the same time. Democrat Barack Obama is on a two-day visit to New Hampshire. He's promising to lower taxes for most Americans. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers has more.
Obama told an invitation-only crowd at a Dover community center that the economic policies of John McCain are identical to those of the Bush administration. The Illinois senator then laid out his own tax proposal before ending with a commitment.
And I can make a firm pledge under my plan, no family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase. Not your income tax, not your payroll tax, not your capital gains taxes, not any of your taxes.
Obama said John McCain can't make that same pledge, but Republicans say Obama's stance is contradicted by past votes as a senator and by his earlier campaign trail comments. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.
Republican presidential candidate John McCain has no public schedule today. This is NPR News from Washington. Health officials in China say more than 430 babies have fallen ill because of contaminated milk powder. They've ordered the company that made the powder to stop production. The dairy had announced a recall of 700 tons of formula earlier this week. The milk had been contaminated with melamine, a toxin found in pet food from China last year that caused the deaths and illnesses of thousands of U.S. pets. Wall Street closed out a wild week with a mixed performance yesterday. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
After stock surged following last Sunday's federal bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, investors' anxiety turned to other financial sore spots, notably anemic investment bank Lehman Brothers. Lehman's efforts to staunch its bleeding through asset sales failed to stem a loss of confidence. By the time trading ended Friday, no takeover of the firm had been announced, and talks with potential buyers involving the Treasury and Federal Reserve dragged into the weekend. Concern about mortgage losses at insurance company AIG added to pressure on financial shares. But despite those fears and weak retail sales, the Dow Jones Industrials fell just 0.1%. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite rose. For the week, the Dow gained 1.8, the S&P 0.8, and the NASDAQ 0.2%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Police have arrested a man in Wading River, New York, for eBay fraud. They say the man sold items he didn't have, so the items were never delivered to the buyers, and he refused to return their money. Officials say they received complaints from people in Mexico, Singapore, and Denmark. The man has been charged with one count of scheme to defraud. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.